From Busheltown to Botswana, they're the fattest hosts around, Cliff and Kendall.
And I was like,
what?
Here we go.
We're Cliff and Kendall.
We are. This is an internet podcast slash whatever.
Slash whatever. Fill in the blank.
It's so many things. I like to think of it as a simple, old-fashioned internet talk show slash radio filler program that airs on Rye 99, 4 a.m. Sunday mornings, but that's just me.
I just like to think about it as like friends just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
With all our listener friends.
Listeners are like, God, could you stuff some of it back in? But nope, it's...
No, it's all hanging out.
It's all hanging out. That's just, unfortunately, that's just the way it's going
to
stay.
Sorry.
500 shows, we can't put it back in now.
You know what you came for if you're here now.
You cannot put the genie back in the bottle.
No. Not when we're this fat.
Not when we're...
We were so much thinner when we came out of the bottle. Hard old memories.
Just a few hard old memories. Way back on the shelf.
There they'll stay. I don't know the rest.
So go fuck yourself.
Oh, it's a beautiful song. Please don't stop.
Be saying that the show.
No, this is the divorce court in Jerusalem. I don't think they want to hear the F word.
No, quite right, dear. I don't think anyone ever wants to hear that.
Let's just not say it anymore.
That's agreed.
All right.
Okay.
I guess we've agreed.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, finally, for agreeing to that after all these many years. Oh, dear.
What's happening? Yeah, well, that was very good, dear.
How long of a wait is it before Crockpot gets her divorce?
I think four more in line, I think, at least, dear.
She's scrolling through something on her phone over there.
So what happened?
What did happen?
She only got married, last week?
It was last week. We had that
very
wedding.
Short, dear. It was a short wedding, just as it was a short love affair, dear. It's over.
Kendall, you remember the wedding? Kendall, was when we had those nachos.
Oh, I remember the nachos.
Yeah, and yeah. Crockpot was in the veil down front.
Yeah. I remember the wedding. It was just last week.
Listen, back me up. Was he not acting like he had forgotten?
No, I'm saying, wasn't it just last week?
I hope. I don't know what I'm hearing, boys.
No one does.
That's what listeners have been saying.
I know.
Of course, for years.
We keep coming back.
Well, the show keeps going on. Whether the listeners keep coming back is... It's really irrefutable. The ratings are very low. But we're going to keep going on. And keep on keeping on, because that's the message that we all want to send about a positive life.
Yes, dear, we're trying to be positive, dear.
I love this new positive streak you've all developed.
I do, too. I can't wait for it to start.
I can't either. I've been so excited just thinking about it.
Oh, it's going to be lovely.
What is the bailiff doing over there? He's telling something to Charles O'Connor. Charles, make it embarrassing.
Oh, God.
All right. It's in God's hands now.
I'm sure it should be fine.
Everything, this show.
You know,
it's just
we
in
knew
God's
it
hands.
Was too soon. It all happened too quick. But what are you going to tell people? You got to learn your own lessons and make your own mistakes.
You know, she's living her life.
Well,
Crockpot.
Better get to living. She took that advice.
Better get to living.
She's living.
The day we're born, we start to die, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Don't waste 1 minute of this life. Get to living.
I like that positivity, Cliff.
Yes.
Now, speaking of positivity, let's talk about getting rid of all that negativity in our life. Let's clean it out.
I'm for it.
We got a lot of negativity in the storage closet. We got to get it out. Gonna get rid of it.
Please sweep it out.
I will.
Sweep it.
I will. Cliff. When life is all about us, it's easy to believe that we deserve not what we have.
Is that a Shakespeare quote?
I just decided to change up in my head.
Hamlet.
Just become grateful for everything that we do have, always, and then it'll make you a lot happier and you won't be so negative.
Kendall, I love that.
Step one.
Step two, this. All right, Kendall, I want you to agree to this immediately.
Okay. Agreed.
I want you to practice radical forgiveness.
Ooh, Kendall, that sounds dangerous.
It is. Okay. It's only dangerous. Everything that you want in life is on the other side of fear. I read that on Instagram today. And then I'm going to read this from the writers. It says, an important step to avoid negativity. Kendall, you got to eliminate those old resentments. Just toss them out.
Get rid of them.
And not only by forgiving others, but you know who else?
Who?
You.
Oh.
Forgive yourself, Kendall. Go forgive yourself.
Go forgive yourself. But I don't want to.
After you release yourself from any past pain and truly love yourself, you can move on to receiving love. And in turn, you'll be able to give love more freely. Don't you all want that?
We all want that.
Don't we all want it?
We
want
to give love.
Don't we want it? Spread love. Don't you think there's just too much negativity?
All right, you're forgiven.
All right, thank
you. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiving myself.
Symbolically,
moving on.
I'm also going to forgive Kendall for so many things in the past.
Well, that's wonderful of you. Washed. I forgive you, Cliff.
You, that won't take you long because I've not done too
short
much.
Short list.
Short list. Very short.
I need a short 20-minute break to get my notes together.
All of your many errors and grievances, I'm just washing them away with the tide.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us, how positive we're being.
I love it.
I love this new leaf we've turned over.
I love it. Oh, why is Charles the Contractor in handcuffs?
There goes the positivity.
Oh, no.
What has he done? Why, how could he possibly be arrested? He hasn't done it.
I don't know. There's no answers forthcoming.
Oh, dear.
What is it? Oh, what's happened to Charles? Why is Charles, Mr. Snubbottom, going with Charles, with the police?
Yeah, there's been a terrible misunderstanding.
Oh, what was it?
It seems that someone stole a large amount of fruit just down the road, dear.
Uh-oh.
And Charles is a suspect, dear. He's been wanted for several days now. And they're taking him in, dear.
No, but if it's because he has blueberry stains on his hands, I made him mash those to make Kendall's smoothie.
Dear, we must write a letter to tell them that at once.
Let's tell him.
I'll go write a letter. No, dear. Oh. This is not one of them. I bet he did it.
No.
I bet he did it.
No, his hands were just dirty because he mashed your smoothie
I'm
fruit.
I'm sure they had that raspberry, the red. It was caught red-handed.
Kendall, you're
throwing things at me.
Caught fat-handed.
Oh, I know.
Come on, let's live for love. Let's be living for love.
Live for love.
Come on, that my mantra from Dr. Blathers.
You've been saying it a long time.
Still rings true.
It does.
It does.
I'm living. I'm gonna carry on with tips about positivity.
With tips.
Kendall, focus on the present moment. Negativity arises when we're just ruminating about what happened in the past or just worrying ourselves to death about what could happen in the future. In the present moment, all's probably okay. Kendall, just say to yourself, what is absolutely true in this moment? You can just think things like, I'm alive. I have a great podcast that I'm subscribed to.
I have a great one.
And et cetera, et cetera. And doesn't that sound like a good idea for
it
everyone?
It does sound like a great
to
idea.
Follow?
Yeah. I think so.
I want you to do it. I should have made you agree to it.
I'm positive that is a great idea.
All right, good.
All right.
I'm glad about it.
Good.
It's time for the first segment.
Good. You want to hear?
That's a great. That's my new segue.
Good. It's time for a segment. What do you want to find out what the kids have been saying?
And now the first segment. Yes. What the kids? What are they saying?
It's been a long time since we've heard from the kids. Let's find out what they're saying.
Can you even imagine what the kids might be saying these days?
Oh, I can't. I'm so nervous to look.
It's in this mad world. what are they saying?
Cliff, they're saying fiending.
No.
Have you heard of fiending?
I don't know. I'm fiending attention.
Well, you know, we've done a lot of fiending ourselves.
Oh.
When you want something badly, when you have a craving for something, I'm fiending a big old pizza right now.
Fiending. That doesn't make any sense.
I know. The kids are stupid.
Kids, get a grip.
So stupid.
Kendall, dower.
Dower.
Have you ever done a dower?
I don't know.
That's the act of taking a dip or a chaw while you're in the shower.
Ugh.
And normally people just spit that old tobacco spit right down into the drain while they're peeing in the shower.
Look, the shower's made for one thing.
Dipping.
No, for showering.
I thought you could say shitting.
Keep that dip out of the shower. I hate dip. I hate when people chew.
Oh, candle the shower. This is a... not here. We're in Israel right now, in Jerusalem. But, you know, this is somewhere there's America. And people can do whatever they want in their showers.
I know they can do whatever they want. I don't want
to
hear about it.
Most Americans like to shower in the shower, like to dip in the shower, take a long pee, anything like along those lines.
Well, all right.
Make sweet love to your married partner.
While dipping.
While dipping.
Cliff.
There's dip in all of that, yeah.
I'm sure you've heard of lurking before, the word lurking, but it's a new context.
Oh, my.
Lurking online, lurking at people's Facebook, and looking at them online and remaining anonymous so people don't know you're stalking them. You're lurking.
Whoa.
I call it stalking. New word. The kids are saying lurking.
Hey, speaking of, you got to get that to the news because people just got to hear that.
At 11.
Kendall, have you ever heard of gooching?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, it's just the art of making contact between your gooch.
Oh.
You know your gooch.
The old toe to toe.
What's a chode?
That's what your gooch is, isn't it?
I don't know. What's
Have you
a
ever
chode?
Heard chode before? That's what the kids are saying.
A gooch is a taint.
Well, there's a lot of words for it.
Oh.
Kids are saying a lot of things.
Well, please don't. Chode just makes me want to throw up. But gooch and taint are far more tame and family friendly. And when you're gooching someone, it's when you put your taint right on the head of that old helpless victim. It's an aggressive attack. And so, there you go.
All right.
Gooch on.
Have you heard the term bomb ass before?
This is one bomb ass podcast.
Exactly. It's to be extremely good or cool, almost, yeah. At a godly level.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that shit is bomb ass.
Damn, I wish I was young.
That's us, we're bomb ass. That's what the kids are saying.
I think the kids might actually be saying blob ass.
Oh.
And we just hear bomb ass. Oh. Kendall Bibblewiffle.
What'd you call me?
I called you a Bibblewiffle, and you're going to admit to it in seconds.
All right, we'll
you Bibblewiffler. Kendall, this is also known as the Wiffle Doffer. The Bibblewiffle is one who bites fart bubbles in the bathtub.
Farts? And, I mean, bites them?
Yeah, and so this is what would happen when Susan farted in the bathtub. The Bibblewiffer and me and Kendall took over, and I was compelled to bite the bubbles.
But how many Biffle Wiffles would Biffle Wiffle bite?
If a Bibble Wiffle could Wiffle Biffles?
That was very confusing.
Wiffle Bibber. Bibble Wiffer. Yes. That's you.
Woo.
You're a Bibble Wiffle.
I'm not a Biffle.
You are a Bibble Wiffle, Kendo. Take it in stride. Come out of the Bibble Wiffle closet.
Cliff, I'm
it's
just vibing.
There's air out here.
I'm just vibing.
Vibing.
Yeah, it's just hanging. Doing nothing. Chilling.
Word. I'm vibing over
Word
here.
Up.
Kendall, this is what our listeners going to have after this show.
A Bibble Wiffle.
Bibble Wiffler, Wiffle Bibber, Bibber Wiffles. May they bibble their wiffles wherever they may bibble. That's Kendall, to each their own wiffle. Kendall, happiness hangover is what our listeners are going to have. Because
Amen.
It's the crappy, depressed feeling that comes after a time of great happiness.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. It's like what we feel after Christmas. And it's what our listeners feel to a lesser extent every episode as it ends.
Sad music. Yeah, I know.
Or some when it begins, they feel that way.
Wow.
So, you know.
Close enough.
That's all that the kids told me.
Yeah, they stopped telling me. They only told me a few things. They wouldn't give me too much
They're
info.
They're tight-lipped bibble whiffers, these kids.
So if I gotta take a break.
I gotta go bibble a few whiffers.
Oh, God.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad. Little kids doing drugs. It turns my stomach. That stuff hurts. It stops you from living up to your potential. It holds you back. It hurts the user. It hurts his family. And it hurts his friends. I just want to shake some sense into you kids that are using drugs and thinking about using. So remember, don't, or else.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
John.
Welcome back. We're having such a good time here in Jerusalem.
I'm having a good time.
Me too.
You too? Good.
Good. I don't think Crockpot's having such a great time. I was trying to cheer her up, trying to tell her to be positive. At least we got a good bachelorette party out of it last week.
I mean, you know, it's life. It's ups, it's downs.
Mm-hmm. Diagonals.
Yeah. All that stuff.
All that stuff.
Kendall, I want our listeners to know when they're thinking of living a positive life and reducing the negativity they're in, mm-hmm. I want them to look at something yellow.
Yellow?
Whether you decide to paint an office or home wall yellow, I used to have a yellow wall years ago, and it's keep a positive energy and keep it positive with the yellow wall.
All right. If you just yell it at them, it's even positive.
Studies suggest that the color yellow can make us feel brighter.
Really?
And more positive. Coldplay liked it so much they wrote a song about it.
See, I hate the color yellow. Does that mean I hate to be happy?
Yeah. And that's what it means. Deep. Well, what I've done,
Dr. Blatters.
When I get sad, I just look at my teeth. And they just cheers me up.
Come on, get happy.
Now, Kendall, you know, a few weeks ago in Iraq, I finally made it to the dentist. I had that tooth. I had a big hole in it. They've replaced it with some sort of synthetic material.
I think it's wood.
Maybe. I did feel a termite. No, it's not wood.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's wood. But it's, you know, it's there and it feels good. But it was an interesting experience. But while I was back there having the old root canal and the old crown on top, you were out in the lobby. You're sitting there.
Yeah, I was eating some nuts there or some dates they had sitting out to eat.
It was just,
they're supposed to be pitted already.
Kendra, I think that was potpourri. I don't even know if that was.
Well, whatever it was. Had a big old chip in my tooth.
Big chip in the tooth.
I had to go back.
They called you back.
We're both back there in Iraq.
Getting drilled.
Both back in Iraq getting drilled.
Getting drilled. It was nice.
I had to have that whole crown done, yeah. So it was crazy. I made sure we both got the gas. I was like, give us the gas.
At first they thought we meant mustard gas, but
I was like, no.
Laughing gas. Yeah. Listeners don't need it because they just listen to the show, but we needed it.
Well, they tried to play our show. It's like, no, I need something even stronger.
And they said, I don't think there is anything.
There is anything stronger.
No, of course, they had no idea we did a show or that the show exists.
Right.
Like the population at large.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. They were very, weren't they so nice there? In our
very nice
Iraqi dentist.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Everything was great. And I feel so much better already.
Yeah. What I liked most was when they did the x-ray and they put that like lead blanket on you. Oh, I just felt so much better with that on.
See, it was like one of those comfort blankets.
It was, and it made me think.
Have you seen those, like, gravity blankets?
Yes, yeah. I need one, because I put it on, and that's
funny, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I almost asked them if I could just keep it on through the whole thing. But I'm sure they would have thought that was
weird.
I
really need a hug. Can I just keep this on?
Maybe that's what it is.
It just feels like you're having a big hug.
I hope Dr. Blathers is listening to this episode.
Oh, terrible news. Crockpot, she's trying to back out of the divorce.
Oh, my goodness, it's awful. Out? Why is she backing out?
Oh, she keeps talking to her groom on the phone with her fingers.
She's texting him?
Oh, yes.
Crockpot, come on. We've already been through this.
Come on, Crockpot. You gotta give it
this
up.
This is terrible, dear. Just terrible.
Well, I'm glad that you guys barged right in, because we need you for an upcoming segment called Would You Like to Hear Something Weird, Sir and Madam?
Oh, my goodness, dear. I'm worried it might be too controversial, Dave. You know how I feel about the controversial segments
We're here at the divorce court in Jerusalem, and I don't want them thinking ill of us. They've already arrested Charles the contractor.
It may not be proper etiquette, you know what I mean, dear.
I know,
Look, these are all very... The first one's cute. You gotta hear my first one.
All right.
All right, look, it's so weird, and you're gonna love it, all right?
All right.
Look, there was a costume, a squirrel called Furry Boy. Who a couple of months ago, their Facebook post popped up, and he won.
Very honorable.
He won!
I mean, it probably...
That's very cute.
Good luck to him.
No, he
in
won.
The Senate.
It's a person dressed up in a squirrel costume at Berkeley, ran for Senate, and he won.
Well, I'm sure he made very many good points in the debate.
That is, you know, the college kids are going to go for that.
They love it.
Like when they couldn't help themselves but to vote for us when we ran for co-president, and we won.
I'm just bridging
in a
the
landslide.
Gap. I'm just bridging the gap between humans and squirrels.
It was a landslide for us, and I'm sure it was for the squirrel as
it
well.
Was. He had good points.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. now me, Kendall, and folks.
Tell me something weird.
You got it. Here we
but
go.
But not too controversial.
Oh, nothing controversial. This isn't hot subject.
You know how it upsets Mr. Snodbottom. My
bowels.
See?
They became pre-alarmed.
Right, keep it clean.
This is clean.
Okay.
Kendall's going to like this the most, okay?
Okay.
Kendall, top this. A burger restaurant in Durham, North Carolina is offering a peculiar addition to its selection of toppings this month. Alongside the usual array of cheeses and other shit, you can also order one special burger presented topped by a tarantula.
My goodness!
Oh, my. I'm going to throw up.
Like, it's dead?
It's dead, Kendall. Don't worry.
I just looked over and saw a picture.
Here it is, the picture, folks.
I don't see it.
It's a tarantula burger. It's prepared and served exclusively at Bull City Burger and Brewery during April. And they got some oven roasted tarantulas on there, don't you know? And
why?
Let's see, where's the rest of it here? Here's why. Kendall, to participate in the so-called 2018 Tarantula Challenge, curious diners, they can sign up for a raffle ticket. They're only given one, they're not giving it, they're only selling one a day. Kendall, so you got to get those odds going for
you. They're only selling one tarantula burger a day?
My bowels.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so disgusted.
All right, well, listen, let me take your mind off of it. The Tarantula Challenge, it's part of the restaurant's annual Exotic Meat Month.
Oh, I'm sick to my stomach, boys. Kendall's belching and that bizarre insect
burger. It just grossed me out so much, Mrs. Potter Butcher, and I apologize. Dear, well, you know how I feel about such improper etiquette.
You know, I feel the same way.
Well, I'm sorry.
Kendall hit us with something actually weird.
Okay. It's time for something really
not
weird.
Not a lovable squirrel.
Here's a real one. In Japan... So, first of all, do you know the projectors that people buy and they put in their windows to make ghosts and things for Halloween, things like that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, there's a Japanese company now that is making its a boyfriend in a box for your apartment, and it's a projector, and you put it on a project, like you project it onto your curtain of your window, and it shows like guys like boxing or like doing weightlifting and stuff, just to make people think that you have some person living in your house, so you're safer. This is happening in Japan.
It's a safety thing, huh?
I know it's sexist. It's
I thought it was directed at me.
No, why is everything I say directed?
I'm the one sitting over here across
I don't know, but who cares about that?
I couldn't
Sugar Lump, do you really care about some sort of boyfriend projection?
I don't understand how it works. I don't know what he means projected onto the window. I don't understand.
It's some sort of projector, the way we view our vacation slides.
Yes, it's just like that.
Well, settle in. For this.
Oh, we're settled.
The tarantula burger reminded me of Kendall.
Don't bring it up again.
And this weirdness item reminded me of me. Mm. Kendall, two cheeky gorillas looked sheepish after they were unexpectedly caught in a compromising position.
Oh dear, this might not be appropriate.
Oh, it is. It's very cute. The randy pair of primates were snapped at the Rotterdam Zoo in the Netherlands. The Netherlands, with how they pronounce it there. And Kendall... The two male gorillas, Abo and Fabo, our residents at the zoo. They were bibbling a few whiffles, no doubt. The pair appeared to acknowledge they'd been caught in the act after they were pictured in a number of eye-popping embraces. There they are. He's looking right at the camera.
Oh, goodness.
And he's taking the other dude from behind.
Well, he loves his yabos.
He loves his bibble wiffles. Kendall, these two boy gorillas, despite their awkward contact, the gorillas didn't seem to mind their audience, as a selection of photographs show their continued endeavors. The photographer said they were doing some adult things with each other playfully.
Well, I think it's a very wonderful learning experience for everyone, dear.
I don't want to hear about any sort of gorillas doing anything. I don't want to hear about gorilla intercourse.
Well, maybe they might have had a privacy curtain up for them. You know what
please, I've written so many letters to the Bushel Town Zoo recommending privacy curtains
for the animals in a randy way. You're going to get Let her through to them one day, dear. I know.
Oh, what if the children saw them? Oh, my two gorillas going at it. Oh.
Oh, dear, they're just learning about the birds and the bees.
Oh, my God.
Well, such a hot subject.
It's a hot life. These days.
Oh my, there's Crockpot. Oh, she's fleeing into the divorce.
Oh, my goodness. Chamber. Wait, Crockpot, wait for us.
Crockpot, put on some lip.
The fat world after all, Cliff.
It's a fat world.
And that's something everybody should know.
When I think to myself, what a fat world. Kendall, these are things everybody should know.
Oh, it is. It's time to play Things You Should Know.
What leggy reality show star did Vanity Fair call the Betty Grable of the 9/11 generation?
Katie Couric, I don't know.
Yes, Katie Couric is the Betty Grable of the nine. No, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, Jessica Simpson. I forgot about her. All right, what pop star on her 2004 reinvention tour fined workers $5 every time they cursed?
Oh, well, I was there, and damn, it was worth it. Oh, that's Madonna, of course.
The M. Dollar herself.
Herself.
You know what's so funny? That wasn't even the question I meant to read you, but it was perfect for you. It happened to be a Madonna question.
Kendall, what Republican in Newsweek's estimation taught us the meaning of erectile dysfunction?
Was it Bob Dole? Wasn't it Bob Dole?
Bob Dole. It was Bob Dole. Yeah. I endorse this Viagra.
I endorse this Viagra. Who called his girlfriend on air to discuss recent sexual escapades upon learning Clear Channel had yanked him off of 6 stations?
Oh, was that... who? Make it burn, Howard Stern?
That was the Burn Man.
Oh, thank goodness.
Stern Man.
I was afraid for a second that I'd rhymed in vain.
Larry King. No, kidding.
Nope, Larry King. Kendall, who joked? No, never mind. Kendall, what sport enjoys groupies known as buckle bunnies?
Buckle bunnies. Buckle. What would you need a buckle for? Roller rink. Mm. I don't know.
The old buckle at the roller rink.
Well, you know, a lot of buckles going on.
Kendall, to quote Garth Brooks, rodeo.
Rodeo? What's a buckle in a rodeo? Oh, for the...
belt buckle.
I got it.
Those big buckles.
I got it.
Who debuted his Comedy Central show in 2005 with the declaration, "I don't trust books, they're all fact, no heart"?
Colbert.
That's all the time we have for Things You Should Know.
That's right. I forgot that was all the time
for
we
more
had.
Things you should know. Yeah.
For Things You Should Know.
I had more.
Kendall, I'm saying to myself, I'm living in the moment. I'm living for love.
Good.
What a bomb-ass show this has been.
It has been a bomb-ass show.
If I can see right, I can see Crockpot, she's paying the court clerk for the divorce.
Oh, it
must
happened.
To come through.
It's
she
done.
Must to, all worked itself out behind the scenes. What do you know?
Well, and good for her.
Good for her. She's a free woman.
She's a free woman again.
There you go. Free again. I think we should go out and party and celebrate.
Ooh. Sounds like a good time.
Maybe we can go to the same place we had those nachos.
Ooh, that sounds like a great idea.
Let's do it. I'll get them on that. But Kendall, I hope that we have helped so many people.
Oh, I know. We've helped so many people. Are you kidding?
It's a show about positivity.
I'm positive that we've helped them.
Yeah.
Positive.
I mean, I am.
But I have a quote for you.
Oh, good.
Life is 10% about what happens to us and 90% about how we react to it.
Oh, my.
Speaking of being positive, so be positive.
Who said it?
Oh, Dennis P. Kimbrough. Tim Brough.
I wanted to know who to address my thank you card to.
Okay, good. I'll get you his address.
Oh, my. Sorry, I had one of those big gulps from the concession stand over there at the divorce court.
I hear you.
And so it's just all coming back now.
To me now.
When you kiss me like this. And when you're hosting like that, it was all there. All right, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
There were nights when the wind was so cold.
So cold.
That my body froze in bed as I just listened to it right outside the window.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Oh my!